How many of you will be less likely to employ curative fantasies after this morning's talk? Okay, good. Very good. I guess everyone was listening then.
So I noticed that you mentioned like 3 years. Is that some sort of where you can really gain confidence in resting? It takes 3 years?
It doesn't take 3 years. It takes whatever it takes. But after anyone who is committed to it without trying to use any other means, just the one simple change, short moments repeated many times, with 100% commitment to that, after 3 years you'll be astounded. After a year or a year and a half of total commitment, you'll be astounded. After a month, you'll be astounded. So you see, throughout your life you'll be astounded, no matter how long your life goes on. Because the thing about living life is that you're constantly coming up to experiences that you've never had before. Just, you can't say that any moment has been like any other moment. So you're constantly coming up to experiences you've never had before. And by gaining confidence and awareness as the years go by, you see that without awareness you would have been bereft. So your pleasure is at least doubled by not only by being aware, but by seeing what it would have been like if you weren't aware. So your confidence and awareness, it's so convincing. It's so absolutely convincing, because you just see exactly how your life would have played out either way. You see how it's playing out because you're standing tall in awareness, and then you see how it would have played out if you hadn't done that. Yeah, you know, that life is just, there's a lot that comes up. You never know what's going to come up in yourself or your friends. But no matter what does come up, you or your friends undergo a very difficult moral condition, or if you are filled with disturbing states, you will know what to rely on, and that's what's really important. I know I stated this repeatedly earlier today, however, I'll say it again. Troubling states will continue forever. And troubling states are where you'll find the instinctive realization. That's where your realization of awareness really gets profound. It's resting in those troubling states, just allowing everything to be as it is while you take comfort in awareness. You don't go into the thoughts or emotions and encourage them in any way. You ground yourself in awareness and just see how they spill out, however they will.
So, you know, see, sometimes when I hear these things, it sounds like you're saying you're saying give up something that's a cure for what you think is a problem. Like, people have addictions to certain things, and they do something to compensate for that. You're saying give up the compensation and feel the awareness, but not necessarily like a you were talking about a lot of relating to people, talking to certain people, and things like that. You're not saying get rid of those people in your life, but get rid of the way you talk to them to cure something.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not saying get rid of your crummy friends or who can't help you or support you in resting as awareness at all. You don't have to do any of that, but you won't be relying on them for the same things.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. But you see, it's all really within you. So it's just like whether you're harboring disturbing states within yourself, whether they're mental or emotional or sensations, or you're harboring those in your external experiences. Either way, the solution is only one. And you'll never be able to stop the disturbing external or internal experiences from appearing. They're unpredictable and they're ceaseless as long as you live. And by encouraging them, it just makes them more painful. But by seeking comfort and awareness, just relying on that comfort and on no other comfort at all, then you start to see that the troubling states have never been a problem. It's your description of the troubling states that have been the problem. So if there is the perception of suffering, it's due to your description of what's going on. Say you're really in a lot of suffering, and you say, oh, I'm suffering, this is awful. That's just feeding it. It's like feeding a dog something it loves to eat. The dog will just keep coming back and back and back and eating more and more and more of the treat. And the same with the troubling state. The more it's fed, the more it reinforces itself. It's a very simple proposition. By going to awareness, you realize more and more that totally stable, profound awareness is inseparable from the troubling experience, the troubling person, the troubling thing. Yeah. Oftentimes, what people hear and what I say are two different things entirely. And that is because we get so caught up in looking at things through our point of view filters, whatever they may be, our informational filters, that we can only hear through those filters. We're filtering it all through our belief systems and assumptions. We're not really listening to what's being said. And so this is really, really key to just stop and listen, to really listen and allow yourself to hear what's being said. There's nothing to filter. And it's that urge to grab onto a descriptive framework with a filter that is the cause of the perception of suffering, that alone, the need for a descriptive framework that somehow by describing it will feel all right. Then, paradoxically, the most profound human being we can ever be in terms of our own descriptions comes from realizing the basis of all describing. It doesn't come from describing, it comes from realizing the basis of all description. Then our descriptions really get profound. We don't have an off button. We can be spewing wisdom forever. And not just wisdom about awareness, but about anything. No matter what we're interested in, cooking, cleaning, inventing, whatever it is. Counseling. Say we counsel people who have psychological problems. Well, and we come here and we hear about one simple change and we've been sitting there reinforcing people's emotional problems, basically. But we think we've been helping. And then we hear about one simple change and we start adopting that in our own life. And then we see that more and more that we're actually doing a disservice to the people that we've been encouraging in their emotional states. When we have to see that something works in our own experience before we can share it with others and show them that it works. And then we have to make the decision, well, are we going to go ahead and do the same old thing even though we know it doesn't work for us? Are we going to still encourage other people to do the same thing that we know doesn't any longer work for us? There's something about that that lacks basic integrity. So then, you know, in short moments, many times we come up against all these things that are the real heart of the matter, the ultimate integrity. What is ultimate integrity? Because then we have to make a decision, well, are we going to go ahead and keep doing this thing we've always been doing? Or are we going to take a stand for who we are, who we found we are, and share only that? And just trust that there will be enough people there who want to hear that. I'm not just talking about you. This is the process I've been through myself. You know, at some point I had to, in teaching, I had many people coming to me who didn't really just want one simple change. They wanted to hear a lot of other things that they needed to do. And so then I had to say, well, this is really what my life's about. It's about this one simple change that I know works, and that's my own experience, so that's all I really have to share. So that's what I said to people, this is what I have to share. That's it. And if you want to hear that, great, I'm here for you 100%. But if you want other methods and practices, you'll have to go somewhere else. Because that isn't what is being shared here. And so you see, we really get to face ourselves completely and all these constructs that we've thought about and that are important to all of us, like integrity and honesty. Humility. What is real honesty? What is real humility? Real honesty is seeing everything as it really is. That's what honesty is. It isn't spewing your thoughts and emotions to someone else. It's seeing things as they really are and holding yourself to account for that in all aspects of your being. So what you might say is that virtue and awareness go together. Integrity and awareness go together. And it's these are questions we all face. But then, you know, if we're facing those as people who are participants in short moments repeated many times, and we're facing some kind of difficulty in taking short moments with some kind of question we're up against, we can always know that there's someone else or many other people in great freedom who have faced those same things and were able to go beyond them. So those are the people we want to talk to at that time. We don't want to talk to people who aren't facing up to these fundamental questions. We want to talk to people who really have the experience. And so, yeah, just know that support is always available. the hand of and heart of support are always available. There's never any reason to go it alone or to feel like you're on your own. And, you know, I stated that it's really important to take these short moments to understand what your nature really is. But sometimes when what people hear when I say this is that we're never supposed to share any of our thoughts or emotions. Well, I wouldn't be sitting here, would I? You can tell that I'm filled with emotion and thought, right? I mean, that's clear. I'm not a vegetable sitting up here or a robot spouting off some kind of neutralized communication. You can tell I'm alert, cognizant, filled with thoughts and emotions. But you see, the thoughts and emotions are informed by awareness. Whereas just hanging out in thoughts and emotions in an ordinary way isn't informed by awareness. And so you have to be willing to recontextualize everything about yourself in this new way. That's what's key. And everything you don't want to feel, you'll have to feel. That's just the way it is. So anything that you think is weird or odd or unokay or about you, and it'll all just come up. But that's okay. That's what you want. When these things come up that you don't want, you should say, "That's what I want." This is okay because I know I have everything it takes. This is an appearance of awareness. This is a helper to me in this situation. And then this way, you see, in your everyday walk, you prepare yourself for other things that will be unexpected, that will come up along the way, things that you never dreamt would happen. And then when those things come up, you'll be secure and confident. This is real nutrition. This is real nutrition. Ultimate nutrition. That's a good way to think of it.